ஜானாமியகம் சேவதிரித்தி அனித்யம் ஜானாமி. ஐ நோ வாட் சேவதி த ட்ரெஷர். Treasure means the treasure of wealth in the external world, of might and power and glory and wealth and pleasures. I know anityam, it is impermanent. In my understanding, intellectual appreciation, I had accepted totally that the world of objects, power, position, status are all impermanent. I know. நாகி அத்ருவை பிராபியதே ஹி த்ருவம் தத். ஐ ஆல்சோ நியூ தட் ஒர்க் அண்டர்டேக்கன் வித் இம்பர்மனன்ட் திங்ஸ் கேனாட் ப்ரொடியூஸ் எ ரிசல்ட் தட் இஸ் பர்மனன்ட். திங்க் கேர்ஃபுல். ரிச்சுவல்ஸ், every object that we use in the ritual is perishable. Flowers, the various grains, etc., all anything. The one eye who is lifting the flowers, Govindaya namaha, Gopalaya namaha, Shri Krishnaya namaha, doing the puja, the one who is doing it, anitya, I am also impermanent. The mantra chanting, anitya. The prayer, not permanent, so impermanent. Boy, prostration, impermanent. Every action at the level of the BMI, PFT, OAT is impermanent. With these impermanent things or activities, yes, I can create some results, and the results also will have to be impermanent. I know the logic of it. There is no difficulty. I appreciate the idea or the truth that from the vidya impermanent things, the permanent can never be gained. Including your meditation. Is it not? Study of the Shastra, your worship, your prayers, your meditation. Meditation also is a function of the BMI. So because of meditation, I realize the truth is absurd. In meditation, when I quieten the mind and make the mind disappear, the finite activities can give you a finite result, and when the mind is thus mastered or quietened completely, I come to apprehend that which lies behind the mind, which is permanent, which was, is, and shall ever be. I know that these wealth and power and position are all impermanent. And impermanent karmas or rituals, however sacred and holy they may be, they cannot by themselves create the impermanent. The results are also, the permanent, the results also are impermanent. Finite things can bring about only finite results. I know it. Yet, tato maya nachiketas chitogni. And yet, what a fool I must have been at that time when I was of this age. From that time onwards, I had one burning desire. What? That I must become Lord Death. What was the charm? The most powerful guy in the whole cosmos. Everything under my sway. The crowned heads will be broken down at my feet. Kingdoms will crumble down. Who? The principle of finitude. Everybody shudders in my presence. Total dictator. Not only among the human beings, plant, animal, and human. Nay, my sway is in the mountains and the rivers, mountains and rocks, in the mineral kingdom. I pulverized them. There where was a mountain, now it is a desert. The desert changes into an ocean. The ocean where there was, there stands now a mountain. Who? Change. Think of it. And I wanted not the power over a state or the president of a country. What is there? President of the country also is in my hands. I wanted the highest power. And power mad with this desire, I performed Nachiketa fire. The fire that I explained to you. Rituals. Even though I know that from finite things only finite pleasures can come. But unfortunately, I had that desire and therefore pursued, prompted by the desire, whipped up by that desire, I performed this yajna and I wanted, oh Lord, make me, make me, make me. The Lord said, okay, tadastu, you are appointed. Cabinet minister in charge of death. Boss of the department. And thus, here I am, Lord. Nachiketo Agnihi. Anityaihi Dravyaihi Praptavanasmi Nityam. And thus, I have become this relatively permanent job. Relatively permanent. This cabinet ministry also, I mean, ministry in charge of death, is not a permanent job. Cabinet ministers are only for 5 years. When the president and others go away, cabinet minister also goes away. Then he has to work hard for 2 years in election and then come back again. And if the same president comes, perhaps you may get the same job. See? I struggled hard with the anitya padartha, with the finite things. I did a finite yajna and I demanded this finite job and I got this relatively permanent. Relatively permanent or long living means not that it has no end. I have become Mr. Lord Death. And having become Lord Death, now I can't resign also. And I am already tired. And it is going to go on for thousands and millions of years. Day and night work. Because I have been trying to bring about a bill in the heavens that nobody should die in the night so that I can sleep. People die in the night and the day. 3 shifts. At least Christmas time nobody should die. So that I can have a Christmas vacation. No, Lord Death has no vacation. 365 days. 3 shifts. Whether it is a cat or a rat, or a stupid man like you and I, or a powerful one, a king or a prince, a prime minister, a president, anybody, right? And that too. While I am attending to the president's death here, a poor man died in China. I had to go there. And another rascal died in the jail there and in the prison in India. You had to go there. By the time people dying in the ocean, I had to go there. Thus, never, I can't even go back home. The moment I'm back home, phone calls, you know, urgent. And nowadays, without any reason, heart. No, those who are sick patients, I have got a list. I know that I must go there. But then, these temporary jobs, Come here quickly. Why? Heart thrombosis, God. Thus I am full of what? Stupid me. When I was of Nachiketa's age, I maintained in my mind thoughtlessly this greater desire that if I am Lord Death, everybody will shudder. Now I am shuddering. Not only they are shuddering, I am shuddering at the volume of work that I have got. I got this while this boy, I give everything. He rejects them and says, I want only the permanent, the eternal, the immutable. What a glorious boy. In fact, he is nobler than me when I was of her age. See that appreciation of the teacher? He compares mentally his own status with the student's status.